little bit in that Region 15C tournament. It's been like 4 years ago. Emerson has made a name for himself, one of the better pitchers in coming out of the Stearns County League right now, is fouling it back and out of play. He's swung in the count 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Emerson rocks and fires, and the pitch a little bit low, and a count 2-2.
Looked like a slider from Ely on that one, a good waist pitch. He's got good mechanics out there. If you watch him on the mound, he's got good delivery, good poise out there. Pretty tall, lanky guy.
2-2 the count. Emerson pitches and slung and falls it back and out of play. The count stays 2-2. Around the infield for the Royals, over at third base, Trent Gertken is short. Today, you'll find Chase Alshire at second base, Kyle Buddy, and at first base, it is Logan Alshire. In left field for Richmond, Dusty Adams in center, Dalton Thielen. Out in right field is Mason Primus. Ball scoots away from Cole Schmidt on the pitch, but he's able to retrieve it as Schlungen swings at it, and he is out on strike.
Look at Cole Schmidt's back there. That ball bounced probably 10 feet away from him. He went over by it, picked it up, never got flustered or anything, threw a perfect strike first base.
Yeah, trust your arm.
You bet. That's a veteran back there. You can tell that, Cole.
Eli Emerson keeping the ball down in the zone early on to these hitters, and there's a strike right at the knees to Scott Schlungen, 0-1.
And we seen that last night in that ball game too, Randy, with Matt and Tyler Schrader there, that they kept the ball down, didn't they? You really was impressed with Matt, the way he kept it around the plate by the knees, and so did Tyler Schrader.
Which is outside of ball. One ball, one strike. Emerson ready. And Schlungen follows this one over our heads and foul. We're situated above the first base dugout. Nice big press box in Greenwald. St. Martin below us. Richmond in the third base dugout. No dents in this passado here. No. You're slunging a swing and a miss,
wow.
And he's out on strike.
That was one nasty pitch by Eli Emerson there. That looked like a curveball down and away, and that's got completely fooled on that one.
Two outs, and Kyle Leeser to the plate.
I'm going to be ready just in case here with Eli throwing.
Absolutely. Pitch two, Kyle Leeser is low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Kyle Leeser, Martin shortstop. Takes a little bit high in the count. They called it a strike. Little delayed call there. Jim Toole, he's on the Richmond Royals bench. He was drafted from New Munich. And Matt Imdick on the St. Martin bench, drafted by the Martins.
Kyle kind of wondering what's going on there. He thought it was a ball. I mean, call it a strike.
1-1. Here's Leeser driving it to right center field, looking up, and it is gone. Dalton Thielen watches it sail between the green bins at the Greenwald Elevator, and Kyle Leeser gives the Martins a 1-0 lead on a solo homer to right center.
0-2 pitch there, Randy. a little bit too good a pitch, wasn't it?
It was. And, you know, those players, Don, that have a pure swings, when they take it to the opposite field, it's usually hit well, too, isn't it?
It's nice to watch that, too, and a good hitter. Good hitters will do that, too, you know. They'll take that outside pitch fastball. They're not going to try to pull everything. They're going to take it where it's pitched.
Nathan Schlungen into the box, and the first pitch, a called strike to Nathan Schlungen. He taps this one out to the mound. Emerson will pick it up, a little underhanded toss to Alshire, 1-3 on the putout. And that'll do it for the Martins in the first, but they draw first blood. One run and one hit. No errors, no one left on base. We played an inning. It's St. Martin 1, Richmond nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
When the mercury rises, the last thing you want to be without is air conditioning. And no matter how well you take care of the mechanical things in your home, you can count on inconvenient failures. Grinnell Mutual makes it easy for you to add equipment breakdown coverage to your homeowner's policy so you don't have to sweat the small stuff. Prepare for the unexpected by adding equipment breakdown insurance to your home and farm policy. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Crystal R., Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Soak up your summer savings today with Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram during the summer clearance event. Hi everyone, it's Colin. This month only, lease the all-new 2020 Jeep Cherokee Limited V6 with blind spot monitoring for only $271 per month. Or lock in employee pricing on the all-new 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Lease it today for only $356 per month. Don't delay. Soak up your savings today at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the free 5-state delivery. Just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Well, we played one inning in Greenwald. Scott Leeser delivers to leadoff hitter Justin Schrader for the Richmond Royals and a called strike, 0-1 to Justin.
A little bit of a delayed strike call, but the umpire's got to wait a little bit. It was strike two.
Yeah, right at the letters, says the home plate umpire. And 0-2, Schrader's had a great season for the Royals, hitting over .500. And the pitch just a little bit low. Leeser thought he had strike three there. Boy, Scott Leeser goes right at these hitters. He doesn't really try to finesse you on the corners. As Schrader swings and misses, he's out on strikes. 1-0, St. Martin. Solo home run by Kyle Leeser in the bottom of the first inning. To the plate, Mason Primus.
Give Scott Leeser a lead here. I think he's going to get a little tougher. He throws that good slider, I think, on the outside. He keeps it away from the hitters. I know in the game I watched him pitch, he threw some fastballs right away early in the count. And
Primus gives it a ride down the left field line. That's going to go into the corner, and Primus will have himself a stand-up double here with one out.
You can tell if they start hitting this fastball, he will go to that slider, and he'll keep that on the outside corner to them right-handed hitters. It's pretty effective.
So one-out double. Here comes Dusty Adams to the plate.
Pitched in the, Milwaukee Brewers organization for a while?
He did.
The minors? Not sure what class he was. Was it A or B?
I believe it was Class A. First pitch to Dusty Adams is a ball, and 1-0, Kyle Buddy waits on deck. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you from Greenwald this morning. Not quite afternoon yet, Don.
That's good.
Feels weird to be playing baseball in the morning, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. Nice, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get over some of that before the heat gets us.
Adams loops it down the left field line. It is going to stay fair. They're going to send Primus. And Dusty Adams with an RBI single ties this one up. And 1-1 on that little bloop down the left field line. And Dusty just putting it in play where there are no fielders. Schlungen came up with it, Don, but there was no chance he was going to get Primus.
That ball died pretty quick out there, and that wasn't hit hard at all. And right there goes the show. He hit it where it's pitched. He just stuck his bat out and looped it over the third baseman's head there. And
Dusty Adams will go on the first pitch. They got the hit and run on as a ground ball to first base. Kyle Buddy hits it over to Nathan Schlungen, and he'll just step on the bag. But they get a runner in scoring position with two outs. So you got to look at that hit and run as successful in a way.
Absolutely. You get him in scoring position. Tell you what, that Nathan Schlungen, he can play any place, can he?
He's versatile.
Yes, he is. Does a good job over there.
Bring Chase Elshire to the plate, left-handed hitter. And the pitch two, Elshire inside a ball, 1-0. Chase, the shortstop for the Richmond Royals, and the number nine hitter. Adams leads from second, and Elshire takes a strike on the inside corner, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1 the score. Elshire will take a pitch high and the count 2-1. Greenwald Baseball Park, of course, part of the history is the big elevator in the background, the grain bins. There's a strike called, and 2-2.
They took the old house down that used to stand there right behind the road there where a lot of baseball players hit them off the grain elevator.
2-2 count, and Elsire swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll end the Royals' second. They come up with one run on two hits and no errors and one left on. 1.5, it's Richmond 1 and St. Martin 1. We're back with more baseball on KASM in 1 minute.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking would like to wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Back to baseball on Chasm Radio.
In Greenwald, as Eli Emerson finishing up his warm-up tosses here in the bottom of the second inning. And he has set the pace. Michael Schlungen, Scott Leeser, and Tanner Arsenal.
This is Matthew Schlungen,
the right fielder, and the first pitch from Eli Emerson is a strike called in 0-1. 0-1 the count. Pitch is low for a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Swung and a base hit to left field. Well done. You and your bride, you celebrated your anniversary here in the last week, right?
Yeah. Monday.
Monday? How many years?
46.
46 years.
I thought you were going to put me on the spot, weren't you? Actually, we did. We had a kind of an uneventful day. We just kind of worked around home. Of course, Mary went golfing, left me home.
Yeah. Here's a attempted sacrifice bunt, and Michael swung and pops it up. Eli Emerson makes the catch for the out. So Matthew swung and still at first base. That'll bring Scott Leeser to the plate.
So later on in the week, we went on a little road trip. We went down just in case, you know, at the state tournament to see where they were going to be at Springfield, and we went over to Milroy and just kind of made a circle. And
sure.
I'll tell you what, I was very impressed with that Springfield ballpark. That is absolutely huge.
Here is Scott Leeser swing and a miss and strike one.
I don't care how far you and I used to hit a baseball, but if you hit it center field there, it would have taken us two tries to get it out, I think.
It's very deep.
Yeah, it's right around 450 to center field that I see.
Wow. 0-1 the count. Just got Leeser. Another swing and a miss by Leeser. Strike two. On deck, Tanner Arsenal. 0-2 the count. One out, one on for the Martins in the second. Our game tied 1-1. Emerson on the rubber, and now he steps off. Leeser behind in the count, 0-2. Eli Emerson kicks and delivers. That one bounces in the dirt. Cole Schmitz, nice stop there.
Yeah.
Springfield, that ballpark is owned. It's co-owned by city and the school, and it's, I think, because it's so spacious out there, there's a football field there too.
Sure.
The bleachers back there, so that makes for a huge, huge area.
One ball, two strikes. Matthew Schlungen leads from first. Here's a chopper off the plate. Emerson has to field it with his bare hand. He'll throw to first, and they get Scott Leeser. Matthew Schlungen to move to second. 1-3 in the putout.
It was a sacrifice, didn't it?
It did. So now with two outs, the number nine hitter, Tanner Arsenault, steps up to the plate. Tanner was part of those Babe Ruth teams a couple of years ago with Albany, and got to go out to Washington, play some baseball out there. He'll be a senior this fall at Albany. Emerson checks Schlungen back. And he's ready on the mound. Pitch to Arsenault. A swing and a miss. Strike one. Tanner a little behind on that fastball from Eli Emerson.
Nice to see these young guys coming and getting in the mix here in the baseball world here in Stearns County. And we've seen a young shortstop last year, last night that was, what, a freshman?
Right, Nolan Geislinger.
Wow, impressive.
It's low to Arsenault in the count, one ball, one strike. One and one. Eli Emerson. Ready on the mound, delivers, and Arsenault will follow that one to the backstop in the count at 1-2. 3-17 to that right center field gap and 3-11 down the right field line, Don.
Yep.
Did you ever put one off the grain elevator?
I did not. I didn't usually hit too many that way.
Arsenault swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll end the Martin second. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on, two in our books. 1-1, St. Martin and Richmond. We're back in a minute.
In farming, you can't always count on the weather, but you can count on a bank that specializes in agricultural lending, like Freeport State Bank. They know it and live it. Call or swing by to ask about competitive farm loans for prosperity and peace of mind. Freeport State Bank has helped farmers weather the storm since 1908, and they're here for you today. Freeport State Bank, Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Top of the third inning, and Scott Leeser will face the top of the order for the Richmond Royals. Dalton Thielen, Trent Gertken, and Logan Elshire. And Dalton Thielen, this time around, would like to swing the bat, I think.
I think so.
He was hit by a pitch in the very first pitch of the game.
So he didn't get to see much of Scott yet. Just some thread marks.
Scott Leeser ready on the mound. He fires, and Thielen a big swing and a miss, strike one. Reminder, you can catch our game on KASM, 1150 AM, on our FM, 107.7 FM, and on our stream at mychasm.com. Ground ball to Arsenault at second, and Logan covers the hole and throws to first in time for the 4-3 putout. Pretty good range there by Logan Arsenault. Got to bring number two hitter, Trent Gertken, or make it Tanner Arsenault. Tanner Arsenault. Trent Gertken reached on a fielder's choice in his first at-bat.
Trent playing third base today for the Royals. I've seen him already playing a little right field and
drives it to right center field, giving chase Schlungen, and out in right center field, it's Matthew Schlungen running it down.
I thought that one had a chance for the gap, didn't you?
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's deceiving there, I think, because it's 3-11 and 3-17, so that right fielder doesn't have to...
Does not play very shallow, does
play
he?
Play shallow. He can play closer to the fence,
yes,
right?
Yes, he can. Goes a little bit to the outside of that foul line there. It kind of goes... It's down to the corner right now.
Yeah.
There is no leadway.
At the plate, Logan Altshire, and he'll rip this one to left field. He takes it the other way, and a single with two outs for Logan Altshire. For the Royals, that's their third hit today, and it'll bring Cole Schmitz to the plate. Now, you were talking about Springfield's baseball park, and here in Greenwald, it's 371 to center field. Springfield is another 100 feet.
80.
Another 80?
Yeah.
451 feet.
452, something like that, I think it said on the sign.
Wow.
I tell you, you add another 80 feet to that, you're on that grain truck out there.
Yes, you are. Here's Cole Schmitz. He'll follow this down the right field line. That's going to go out of play.
I think they said the power alleys, where were they, like 380, I think, in left field power alley.
0-1 to count to Cole Schmitz. His first at bat, he grounded to the second baseman. Logan Altshire takes his lead at first. And Cole Schmitz takes strike two called. And 0-2. I like the pace of the pitchers.
I do, too. I absolutely like it because get the ball, don't dilly-dally around. Let's go after him here.
0-2 the count to Cole Schmitz. 1-1 our score here in the third. Scott Leeser delivers and strike three called. Schmitz gets caught looking, and that'll do it for the Royals in the third. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. 2.5. St. Martin won, Richmond won. More baseball in a minute here on KESN.
There's only one place to go when you need to fill up, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, your hometown Senex store. Whether you are filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure that you'll get helpful energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country, and they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop in at QPC Store or for bulk fuel delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op at 320-987-3297. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams.
If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Bottom of the third inning coming up here on KASM Radio. Reminder, stick around. Our post-game show will name your Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game in our post-game show today. Our game being brought to you by our Region 15C sponsors. Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix over in New Munich, Sauk Center and Long Prairie, and Corky's Bar in Richmond. Eli Emerson facing the number 9 hitter, Derek Cole for the Martins, and Derek fouls the first pitch to the backstop in 0-1. Other Region 15C sponsors, the Freeport State Bank, Virgil's Big Arena, celebrating 40 years over in Farming, Scooters Trucking, the Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville, Rambo, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning over in Richmond, the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, and Liam's Auto Body and Glass in Farming. So 0-1 the count to Derek Cole. On deck, it's Brian Schlungen. The pitch, strike two called, and 0-2.
All right by the knees on that outside fastball. It was a perfect pitch.
Two balls, two strikes. Eli Emerson ready. Cole, a chopper to short. Altshire up with it across the diamond to his brother, and 6-3 on the putout.
Nice play, but a short stop, short hop, that one. Beautiful play.
One out, and Brian slung into the plate. Brian struck out in his first at-bat today. St. Martin, one run, two hits, no errors. Richmond, one run, three hits, no errors. The pitch to Schlungen, a little bit high, says the home plate umpire, and 1-0. Eli Emerson ready again. Pitch low and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Our second game today, Spring Hill and Kimball. They're hitting on a park somewhere. Probably listening to our broadcast. There's a strike called and 2-1. Of course, local towns provide a park for teams to hit at.
Surrounding parks, usually like up in this area, I would imagine. Like
maybe Meyer Grove
is only 2 miles away.
Three balls, one strike. The pitch is high. And Spring Hill's playing. They probably hit at their own park. Yeah. 3-1. Here's a ground ball to outside short. Boy, he feels that hop nicely across the diamond again. 6-3 on the putout. That one had a little zip to it, didn't it, Don?
It did, and it stayed. It pretty much hugged that ground. I don't know. I played shortstop a lot of years, and I wasn't always a big fan of that when they hugged the ground.
I know.
Because you didn't know when they were going to come up.
Exactly, and, yeah, if it's going to take your head off or not, right?
A few times it did, so.
Yeah. Here's Scott Schlungen. Scott struck out in his first at-bat, and the first pitch of ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Long and a ground ball to Altshire to the backhand. That's short across the diamond.
Oh, nice.
3-for-3 in the inning. Chase Altshire to Logan Altshire, and that'll do it for the Martins. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played three. St. Martin won, Richmond won. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
You know how just the thought of some things just make you cringe? Like walking barefoot across asphalt in August, sitting in the middle seat in an airplane. Or how about changing a diaper blowout in a public restroom when you're out of baby wipes and a spare baby outfit? We also know there's some folks out there that cringe at the mere thought of having to negotiate their way through the car buying process. People want the best deal up front and the most for their trade. We get it. We shop here too. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we've known that for a long time, and that's why we dumped the negotiating process and marked all of our vehicles with our best price a long time ago. Get into a new Chevy Equinox or Trax for up to 22% off MSRP. Plus, save big on the all-new Chevy Trailblazer. Save thousands, plus get Gilliland's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty with every new Chevrolet all month long. Buying a vehicle is a big deal, and we're here to help make your experience as pleasant and non-cringeworthy as possible. Stop in and say hi, or find your new ride at GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Region 15C baseball action on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Just a reminder, too, these games are being recorded back at our studios in Albany, so Brad is recording the game today, and we will archive them on our website at some point next week. Now, understand, there's 8 games this weekend, and it takes a lot of behind-the-scenes work to basically cut up these games a little bit and get them on the website, so at some point, all 8 games from this weekend should appear on our website next week. As Justin Schrader in the batter's box for the Richmond Royals, a swing and a miss, a strike one, 1-1 the count to Justin.
Not sure if Justin does a lot of pitching anymore for the Royals, or used to do quite a bit of throwing for Atwater when he played for Atwater.
Yeah, he did, yeah. Big, tall left-hander, 2 balls, 1 strike.
He plays a little first base for him, I think, now.
Pitch inside, a ball, and 3-1. I actually, when I was umpiring yet, I got to ump one of his games in Atwater, and he threw hard.
Yes,
he did. 3-1. Schrader bloops it down the left field line, and that's by the mess tent down that left field line. And the count full at 3-2. Schrader foul tips it. Ryan Schlungen couldn't hang on to that. It went into his mid and out, and the count stays 3-2. Defensively for the Martins, over at third base, Scott Schlungen at short, Kyle Leeser at second base, Tanner Arsenault, and at first base, Nathan Schlungen. Matthew Schlungen, or Michael Schlungen out left, as Schrader grounds to Kyle Leeser at short. That takes a nice hop across the diamond, 6-3 on the putout. So Michael Schlungen in left, in center field for the Martins, it's Derek Cole, Michael Schlungen, Matthew Schlungen is out right. And Matthew and Michael all messed up. A bunch of M&Ms. And behind the plate, Brian Schlungen. Here's Mason Primus. Mason 1-for-2 today. He chops this off the plate. Scott Schlungen will tag him out. And the unassisted put out. Scott, you know, oftentimes maybe just that little flip might be better than that, yeah. Because Mason Primus and him had a good little chuckle after that. But some players,
each other.
Some players don't like that being tagged out,
no,
do they?
No. Sometimes you might get a little
shoulder,
little elbow.
Yep. Here's Dusty Adams at the plate. Dusty with the RBI single in the second inning, and he'll follow this out of play in the count 0-2 to Dusty. So Dusty is in a hole. He's batting in the fourth inning, 1-1 our score. And the pitch from Leeser pushes Dusty off the plate a little bit, and the count at 1-2.
That's one of them that you wouldn't want to take in the ribs there in that inside pitch.
Exactly. Oh.
Yeah, you're right.
1-2 the count. Ooh, that's going to hit Dusty. Got him in the legs, or right down by the ankle. Grazed him a little bit. Dusty did his best dance impression to try to get out of the way.
I don't think he better quit his day job if he's going to be a dancer, though.
So two outs. Adams at first base. Kyle Buddy to the plate. Kyle, on the first pitch in his at bat, he had the hit and run on. And now takes a strike called. And 1-1, so now we've seen a couple pitches from Scott Leeser. Adams with the lead at first. It's a little bit outside, and the count 1-1 to Kyle Buddy. Number 9 hitter, Chase Alshire on deck. One ball, one strike. Inside, and now 2-1. Two on the count. 1-1 our score. The pitch on the way to Buddy. Boy, that one just missing in the count, 3-1.
Flinched a little, huh?
Yes, 3-1 the count. Scott Leeser delivers. There's strike two. And the count full at 3-2. Now Adams will be off. I always like this 3-2 when the runners take off.
Did you like that?
It puts things in motion. It's kind of cool. Here's a foul back and out of play, and that's what happens a lot. A foul ball.
Well, if we go back to that, I was talking to a friend of mine last week when I used to play first base, Roger Gruber. And he still remembers when he was at first and he asked me what the count was. And
you told him 3-2? Here's the gum ball to short. Leeser up with it. He's going to go to first in 6-3 on the putout. We'll continue that story when we come back. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on after 3.5. Richmond won and St. Martin won. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
There are many different brands of TMR feed mixers in the farming industry, but at Dairyland Supply, we feel that we have done the research to offer you the best brands possible, such as Penta, Supreme, Kuhn Knight, Rotomix, Schuler, and more. Each brand has capacities available to fit any size operation you may have. Contact Dan or Randy today at 800-338-6455 to see what brand fits your farm the best. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.giltplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilt.
It's Husky Sports on Chasm Radio.
No good.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Somebody said, "Oh." All right, we are back at Greenwald. Eli Emerson completing his warm-up tosses here for the bottom of the fourth inning. Region 15 seed baseball on KASM, brought to you by Lake Henry Implement. Central Minnesota Realty, Trappers Pub and Grub and Farming, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, West Central Sanitation, Kensington Insurance Agency, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Hetzer Excavating in Albany, Albany Family Dentistry, and St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency. 1-1 our score, bottom of the fourth inning. It'll be Kyle Leeser leading off the fourth for the Martins. Kyle 1-for-1 with a solo home run. One of two hits for the Martins so far. First pitch is a straight call to Kyle, 0-1. The ball is one strike. It's a little bit high in the zone, and the count 1-1.
I think that's not a bad pitch to Kyle Leeser. You don't want to let him get his arms extended. Keep that on the inside corner.
One ball, one strike. Pitch and Leeser, that check swing. Cole Schmitz asked, did he check? They're going to appeal, and the first base umpire says, no, he did not go around. So the count, two balls and a strike. Nathan Schlungen on deck. He'll be followed by Matthew Schlungen in the fourth. Pitch is outside, and the count, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Eli Emerson ready. Here's the pitch. Strike two call, and the count full at 3-2.
It's pitching that outside corner. I don't think you want to put it there again. That's the one he hit out before.
Yeah. Three balls, two strikes. Emerson rocks and fires, and Leeser protects the plate as he pulls it back and out of play. Count stays full at 3-2. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. We're bringing you Region 15 seed baseball. Last night, we had a great game up in El Rosa. It was Watkins 2, Farming nothing last night. Our first game of the regions. Today's game number two, as Leeser will foul it off almost the knob of his bat.
It looked like it hit him by the hands there.
Yeah. And the count full at 3-2. A couple more games here in the first round of 15C, Spring Hill, Kimball, and Lake Henry, El Rosa. Those two games coming up yet, and then we're going to go over to El Rosa tonight at 8 o'clock and do a winner's bracket game. The winner of this ball game and the winner of Spring Hill and Kimball. Leeser foul tips it. Schmitz can't hang on to it, and the count stays full at 3-2. Kyle's making Emerson work.
Yes, he is. I don't think Eli wants to give in to him here.
Schmitz throws that sign down. Emerson ready on the mound. His glove to his face as he kicks and delivers. Leeser another foul back and out of play.
Must be noon. Getting close, huh? I can smell burgers frying.
Well, it's 11:47.
Don't tell me you can't smell it either.
3-2 to count. And Leeser swings and misses. Schmitz puts the tag on him, and he's out on strikes. I think he took a little bit off that pitch.
That one he did. Yes, he did. He threw a changeup, I think, to him.
Right.
Yep, Leeser out in front.
That'll bring Nathan Schlungen to the plate. Goes by the nickname of Footer. You know, we've had that trivia question many times during regional play. How did he get footer? Do you remember, Don? I don't either. So I don't know why I brought it up. One ball, no strikes. And Schlungen takes a strike call, 1-1. So anyway, going back to when you were at first base and Roger Gruber was there.
Well, it was pretty innocent. It really wasn't all my fault, you know, the whole thing there. But Roger took a lead and come back to first after the next pitch, and he said, "What is the count?" He asked me the count.
Huh?
And I says, "Really, Roger, I don't know." And he says, "Is it 3-2? And I said, "I think that's what it is." And obviously it was a 2-2 count, so he took off and got thrown out at second. He come by and he kind of greeted me on the way by. And we were friends after the game again.
Sure. Nathan Schlungen, that ground ball to Altshire at first. He'll glove it and tap first base and an unassisted put out for Altshire at first on Nathan Schlungen. At the plate, it's Matthew Schlungen. There's a ball, and the count now 1-1 to Matthew. Matthew with the other Martin hit in the ball game. There's a breaking ball. That's a called strike, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is outside, and 2-2.
Yeah, I sat with Roger last week at that ball game with Lake Henry and St. Augustine. Dennis, his brother Dennis, too. It's just good time to sit with those guys again and reminisce about a few things, and they're always some congenial young men, Roger and Dennis. It's fun to talk to those guys again.
Pitch outside to Matthew Schlungen, and the count full at 3-2. Emerson has the sign from Schmitz. Pitch on the way, breaking ball low, and a two-out walk to Matthew Schlungen. Eli Emerson's first free pass of the day. First walk of the game. Now Cole Schmitz is going to go out and have a word with his right-hander. Region 15C, we're coming to you courtesy of El Rosa Lumber Company, the Greenwell Pub, El Rosa Grain and Beef, Pep's Pork, Rural Spring Hill, BNS Excavating in Belgrade. I saw Sean Sheets. He was driving around one of them golf carts. Or
yeah,
wasn't he?
I think he's on his way to the golf course.
Yeah, he said hi to us. He didn't pick us up or anything.
No, he didn't.
No. But Sean runs BNS Excavating with Joey Beyer. Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud, and Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning, a 1-1 score. St. Martin and Richmond. Michael Schlungen into the batter's box with twin brother Matthew on at first. Emerson will work from the stretch. And the pitch is high for a ball, 1-0.
These two young men have been playing baseball quite a while with the Martins, too, haven't they?
They have. Played at a young age. Back in high school. Emerson ready. The 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball missing outside. And the count 2-0. No activity that we've seen in either bullpen so far. Two balls, no strikes. Matthew Schlungen in the lead. Here's the pitch to Michael, right to straightaway center field. Dalton Thielen started in and has to retreat a few steps. Makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Martins here in the fourth. No runs, a hit. No errors, no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We played four. It's Richmond 1, St. Martin 1, more Region 15C baseball in a minute on KAFM.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming. The grill at Trapper's Pub and Grub opens at 11 a.m. daily and features a full-service bar. Nightly specials begin at 5. Tuesday is taco night. Wednesday it's $6 burger baskets. And Thursday is fajita night. Plus, catering is always an option when you're hosting an event. Don't miss the boat on a great meal when you stop by Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming for takeouts or catering. Phone 548-3700.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London,